Everybody buys less in scary times like these, but maybe you can still relax a bit by buying a glass of wine. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports on how wine lovers and the people who supply wine are getting by in tough times.
What do you prefer, California, New World, Old World?
The three of us, we just want drinkable, you know. Okay.
Steve Greer is a salesman at K&L Wines in Hollywood. He's helping Jennifer Budai shop for a get-together with her sisters.
This is excellent. All Napa Valley fruit for only $10.
So
you'll stay under budget, and both wines are
excellent. Second time you guys have gotten me under budget, yes, and I love that, and that brings me back.
The economy may have headed south, but co-owner of K&L, Trey Beffa, says the customers are still coming through the door.
Maybe even buying a little bit more of just less expensive wine. One of our best-selling wines this holiday was a Cabernet from Napa that was $10.99, where we sold, you know, hundreds and hundreds of cases. It was great.
Store manager Tom Martinez says customers are reevaluating their priorities these days, and their wine purchases reflect that.
Okay, do I need best? Is better okay? And the good, better, best analogy. So I think a lot of people are dropping down a notch.
Everyone in the wine and food world seems to be focused on helping consumers find the good deals. Heather John is the wine and spirits editor of Bon Appetit magazine. Your office probably has file cabinets. Her office has a well-stocked 6-foot-tall wine rack and some fancy glassware.
Needless to say, I'm pretty popular around here.
And popular also with her budget-minded readers. In the January issue of Bon Appetit, she wrote a piece featuring 20 wines from around the world, both red and white, that cost $10 or less. Of course, recommending 20 wines meant tasting way more than that.
It was probably more like 40 or 50 or 60. We did taste a lot of wines and spit, but it was a lot of fun researching it.
No kidding. But it was work, too. John swilled a lot of cheap plonk, so you won't have to.
Not every wine was necessarily enjoyable, but the good wines that we tasted really rose to the top here, and that's what's exciting when you find a really great bargain for $10 or less.
People aren't just changing what they're drinking, they're changing where they're drinking it, says Gladys Horiucci, communications director for the Wine Institute, which represents California wine producers.
Not as much discretionary income to, say, go out and eat, not as much business travel. So people are buying more wine in grocery stores.
And drinking it at home. Sales in grocery stores are up 7%, says Horiucci. So are exports of California wines to other countries. Even in these tough times, some wine lovers do not want to compromise. Marcus Vassiti was standing in the Italian aisle at K&L, cradling a couple of bottles of Nebbiolo at about $22 apiece.
You know, the economy's affected me in lots of areas, and thus far, I still like my table red, so I'm still drinking it. I mean, I've always picked prices between like $15 and $25 anyway, so it's like I'm not going down to the next level. You know, I might take clothes away or something else, but my wine, you know, is still important.
Maybe he'll just enjoy that Italian red with a burger instead of a steak. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.